This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. You know, today I wore my glasses, which didn't help a bit, did it? You have to read first, I guess, using them. But in any case, it is great to be with you again. My name is Father Monty Tiller. I am a chaplain with Hospice of Palm Beach County, for those of you that don't know this pretty face. And I'm here to tell you that I have a message for you, the first of which is that Father Marty may interrupt this fantastic sermon that I'm about to give because he plans to call us from Scotland. And so I'm not going to put him on hold. I'm just going to go ahead and patch him through. And I think, is Dee here? Where is Dee? Look at all of, did you see all that? There were 28 points. Okay. Today, we have skipped all of the lessons except the one I am going to talk about. Sure, we got time. Come on. I don't want you to miss this. So, today we're talking about miracles. And for those of you that are not aware that I'm not used to this tanned face, I've just returned from vacation myself. And I went to St. Simons, Georgia, and then later to St. Augustine. And the truth is, I'm here to preach on miracles, but it's a miracle that I'm here, period. I didn't want to come back. I wanted to stay and have a great time. And I said to my wife as I was leaving this morning that it's a miracle that I'm able to button my pants this morning. You know, because we ate until we nearly burst every day. And then also, it's a miracle that I can wear tied shoes because I wore Crocs the whole time I was there. You know, we talk about miracles in that form, don't we? Most of us trivialize the term miracle. We say it's a miracle this and a miracle that. It's a miracle my favorite football team won. It's a miracle that they lost. You know, we misrepresent that magnificent word that is used in the Bible some 500 plus times. And in today's lesson from the gospel, it talks about the word sign. The word sign is also miracle. It's a sign of God's authority, God having act on our behalf. And we say, and it's used in the Bible several different ways, the mighty acts of God. But the point is that God in his miracles back then and today, I have defined as anything, now think about this, anything that strengthens our faith. Have you ever thought about that? A miracle is anything that strengthens our faith. Now you may accept or not that particular definition. There may be thousands of others. But for me today, as I have grown over the last 30 years of ministry, that makes sense to me. My sister called last week, and she has a devastating illness. She's 10 years older than I. And she is struggling just to continue life. And she says to me on the telephone, "Preach." Oh, that's my nickname, by the way, Preach. She says, "Preach." She says, "I'm closer to my Lord than I have ever been in my life." This illness has brought me closer to Him than I ever thought I would ever be. See, miracles are not just great things that happen, like winning the lottery. I'm not sure that that's a... But it's not so much the shortcuts to health, like which is what we usually think. Lord, my elbow hurts. Could you heal it? And it's healed, and we say it's a miracle. Or you see on television all of the time the miracles where somebody comes in like I came in this morning. Oh my Lord. And then somebody lays hands on you and you go like this. Yeah, okay. It's not that. That's not a shortcut to health. Miracles, the truth is anything that strengthens our faith. Now, here's the sermon. Thank you, Lord. Here's another miracle. This is it, one paragraph. And I'm only going to read half of it to you. And I hope that brings you some comfort. This is from the commentary from the Life Application Bible. Does anybody, have you ever read that, Life Application Bible? It's a wonderful Bible that, for me, has a commentary that is understandable. It is something that I can understand as a layperson and as a priest, that I don't have to work so hard to understand what they're trying to say. And let me read a little bit, just one paragraph, just even part of the paragraph. That's another miracle. Preacher saying something short. Oh, my glasses. What'd I do with them? Old people forget stuff, you know? When Jesus asked the disciples to provide food over 5,000 people, they asked in astonishment if they could go and spend 6 months' wages on bread. Then comes the question for us all, and this is true for everything in the Bible. How does it apply to me? Don't you ask that question? I mean, I understand about what happened then, but how does that affect me? I mean, so what? It says, how do you react when you are given an impossible task? Now, I know those who are sitting here today, and I don't want to trivialize this at all, are struggling with what appears to be impossible tasks. My sister's one of them. But I know some of you also are struggling with these things. And all you need to do is pick up the newspaper and you'll see that is true for many, not just you. How do we react? How do we act when we are faced with what appears to be an impossible task? The commentary goes on. A situation seems impossible with human resources is simply an opportunity for God. The disciples did everything they could by gathering the available food and organizing the people into groups. Then, in answer to prayer, God did the impossible. I am one who believes without question the miracles of the Bible. I don't even question it. I believe it's true. Then he goes on to say, when facing the impossible task, do what you can and ask God to do the rest. And here's the next miracle in your life, my friends, because it's only one more sentence and then I'm through. What do you think about that? He may see fit. Listen, God may see fit to make the impossible happen in your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.